This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Crops in southern parts of the United States farm country are really struggling with drought and heat stress. DTN senior ag meteorologist Bryce Anderson says one of the hardest hit areas includes southern parts of the Corn Belt.
An area that we are typifying as the southwestern Midwest is certainly having some problems in terms of not getting enough rain and then going through some real hot periods. That takes in the northern half of Missouri and then through the eastern half of Kansas over the last several weeks and most of this growing season, actually. That portion of the Corn Belt has had a real precipitation deficit. And in fact, drought conditions in northern Missouri are the most intense that they have been since 2012.
Drought levels have reached the extreme drought category in northern Missouri and parts of eastern Kansas. Further north, Michigan is another part of the Corn Belt hit by dry weather. The Southern Plains is also getting hit by drought.
Oklahoma, Texas have widespread, moderate to severe, even extreme drought. And then you go farther west and into the southwestern part of the country, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico. I was on a conference call last week listening to hydrology observers in those states not only talk about how stream flow has been just almost non-existent, but there have been a lot of forced cattle herd liquidations because of the drought impact.
There isn't enough pasture and water to care for cattle in some of those locations. In the Midwest, farmers have already begun to chop corn for silage a month earlier than normal because of drought. Anderson talks about what's causing the extended run of hot and dry weather.
We've seen upper-level high pressure develop and just kind of park over the southern plains and then the southwestern U.S., and it's been a feature now for the better part of 2 months, and that certainly has let things dry out in a big-time fashion. And then over that southwestern Midwest area, the dryness in the southern plains has worked its way northeastward, and we have seen that occasionally in previous drought occurrences.
He calls it remarkable at how many rainfall patterns have developed and simply bypassed the northern Missouri and eastern Kansas areas. Anderson says there isn't a lot of relief in sight for the hardest hit areas of farm country.
Very limited. As we're visiting here in the middle of July, there have been some thunderstorms fire up around the center of very hot upper-level high pressure in Texas and Oklahoma that have moved into central Kansas, and those rains are going to give some relief. I don't think it's going to be long-term. Still, in Missouri, it doesn't look like there's going to be very much happening in the short to medium time period.
Anderson says it's unfortunate because producers in those areas hit hard by drought are looking at yield loss during harvest. In national news today, Mexico and Canada want to wrap up the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement this year, according to the Hagstrom Report. While in Washington, D.C. this week, the Mexican ambassador to the United States says the incoming Mexican president wants NAFTA to be completed before he takes office on December 1st. An official from Canada said the nation would welcome completion of the agreement this year. The talks, however, appear to stall and avoid highly contentious issues while missing tentative deadlines repeatedly. For agriculture, Canada maintains that any proposed changes to Canada's dairy supply management system are unacceptable. Canada points out it is the second largest export market for U.S. dairy products after Mexico and that the products enter Canada duty-free. Local events the next few weeks. Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn again this week. They will be selling Friday and Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Go get some sweet corn before it's too late. Hillsboro FFA will be having a summer meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the high school ag room. All high school students in an ag class or part of the FFA are invited to attend. There will be a cookout and games following the meeting. This weekend is the 23rd annual Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show. Come on out to the Lake Hillsboro Park for 2 days of family fun. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and there is no registration fee. Door prizes and best-of-class prizes will be given out throughout the day. The Big Tractor Parade will begin at 11:30 a.m., and the Garden Tractor Parade will begin at 1 p.m. Other implements are also welcome, anything 1982 or older. There will be tractor games and lawn tractor games. Bring the kiddos out for the kids' pedal tractor races and the kids' pedal tractor pool, sponsored by Wise Power Equipment, on Saturday at 11 a.m. Breakfast and lunch will be served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. There is a raffle and all proceeds will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. For more information or questions, contact Andy Thurek by phone at 217-534-2414 or Judy Probst at 217-538-2054. Next week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tuesday is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.